In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
We're back.
Happy summer.
Ugh, it's hot.
Sweltering.
It's too hot.
I'm in a bathing suit right now.
Actually.
I actually am. I did run out of shorts before this was happening, and I just opted for the board short. Board short's generous for what this is. These are...
And a doll domination tank top. We just need to shout this out since you can't see us.
I am promoting Nicole Scherzinger. As always,
who today. We will be discussing.
We will
later.
Be discussing. She was a constant theme this weekend, actually. Saw her work performed at the gay bar.
I'm familiar with her work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Got a little wet at the gay bar. Ew. No. Actually was. It was very moist in there. It was way too packed. But shout out to DJ Johnelly. He always turns the party at Playhouse. Every Saturday night, very crowded.
Not sponsored, but we stand.
Not sponsored, but we stand.
Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Yes, everyone, we are back this week. However, if you are a supporter on Patreon, we did not go anywhere because you got an exclusive main episode last week, even though we were off for the holiday that we shall not name this year.
Oh, National Caesar Salad Day.
Oh.
I believe it did fall on that day.
The flavor.
The flavor.
How fitting. That is just, you know what I mean? Like,
you dip the Caesar in the salad and it's just so good.
Right in front of my salad? Like,
it's a very different kind of Caesar salad day.
Oh. Sorry, my jaw just hit the floor. Did you hear the sound? Anyway. Shout out to all of our supporters over on patreon.com/legendsonly. The icons got a main episode, and everyone else got the Legends Only road trip episode that we did.
Vroom, vroom.
Get in, gals.
Gonna have to look that one up.
Yes. So if you're over on Patreon, go check that out. Some people are subscribed and they don't know that they get bonus content.
Yeah. That's actually
true.
Yeah. There are bonus episodes.
Yes.
Look into that. We went on a little journey, a little teaser for the main episode. We picked some songs to hop into the car, go on a summer journey.
It's basically a radio show.
Yeah. Some would say that we came with two different assignments. But
we did, but that made it even better.
It made the journey. It all came together in the end. It was actually beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of good feedback.
Yes, we did.
Everyone really loved it.
People are finding artists that we... For the record, have been talking about for months. If you've been listening to everything we've been saying and praying and preaching about, But it's good that you actually heard the music on this episode.
I feel like this is pointed at me, but...
No, no. You're like, actually,
oh, some people finally looked up the...
No.
Oh, yeah.
What I was going to say is you promoted Escape Forever on the pod, and then I noticed all these people...
Bop.
Living and loving and laughing about it. And I said, well, you know what? We literally went to go see him do Escape at Brooklyn Mirage.
Yep.
Yep.
You cannot escape my Escape promo.
Sure can't. It's our sacrifice of the summer, I guess.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
New award for the Legends Only Awards.
Yeah, the sacrifice of the summer.
Honestly. No, but anywho, it is a bonus episode on our Patreon. I am really proud of it. So if you liked it, just say it.
I think
it.
We're going to do some seasonal road trips. I think that was one of the suggestions on the Discord.
Honestly, it reminds me of when we did the Thanksgiving and Halloween ones forever ago, pre-Cornova.
Yeah.
And I made those stupid little
we were all so happy that
covers.
Day. Yes. Mm-hmm. Custom.
Yeah.
Back
she's
then.
An artist.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, it's really fun. I don't know. It just made me feel good making that episode.
Yeah. Well, usually you get car sickness. So I'm glad that you made it out unscathed. That's a true story, actually.
I know.
You don't do well in the backseat.
No, and that's a new problem.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say your experience in backseats.
Oh, what? Oh.
Well.
Cue.
Surfboards. Usher. I don't know.
That'll be my next kickoff song on the next road trip.
Yeah.
Will just be Yeah by Usher.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you know, you know. And I apologize that you know. Shall we get started?
Let's kick it off.
With some TikTok.
TikTok talk.
But basically all social media.
Yeah, the category's kind of expanded.
Yeah.
It's really just things we saw on the internet. Yeah.
Now, the most scandalous thing to happen on the internet in the past week, the Wendy Williams YouTube channel has been either deleted or archived. I fear deletion.
I do fear deletion. However, we also thought they deleted the couch, and of course, that turned out to be false.
I said what I said.
You said what you said. You manifested, and
that was exclusive tea on the Legends Only After Show.
Sure
was I right?
You sure were. So we're going to cross our fingers that was not a deletion.
No, I'm hoping that it is a...
privatization?
Yes.
Archivization?
That.
Yeah.
Now, I will also update everyone. I do not have the full collection.
Oh, I thought you did.
No. So people are like tweeting me. They're like, oh, don't worry. T-Kyle has... No, I don't.
Did you...
Do you know what I do have, though? I have the episode where Nicole Scherzinger zoomed in and they wheeled the TV over.
Oh, I do remember.
So I do have that.
But you don't have the archives as previously
No, I have
suggested.
What was that? James, Halloween.
Okay, well, that's kind of the Holy Grail. That's...
I have the Nicole Scherzinger episode. The one where she's in the yellow dancing, I have that one, obviously.
Just like your gift making, if you saw it in a episode, you probably have the full version of it.
Yes. If it's a soundbite, if I post it on my Instagram stories, I have the full episode, but gotcha. I do not have all. It's like 20.
Well, we will be storming the building, I guess.
Just storming the
Mission
studio.
Impossible, going down, grabbing it before Sherry takes over.
Oh. Well, the story's not completely over because I have some updates there with this whole podcast situation. We're going to discuss that in the after show.
In the after show.
Later. A little update. You may have seen it on my Instagram stories, but...
We'll discuss.
We'll
talk.
Discuss. Some more tea spilled over there. Now on Twitter. Okay.
The truth.
New features.
New features. New angles. New... sights, new sounds.
Everyone's just ruining everything.
Oh, I think this is enhancing.
You do?
I'm not mad at it. I
okay, so
that.
Twitter is introducing co-tweets.
This one is kind of stupid.
Yeah, we're going to have to use it to apologize at some point.
Oh my God, can you imagine the first joint apology from MUAs?
Let's do it. Let's just apologize for nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Or co-tweet and announce that we're feuding.
Right.
And that you should stream our podcast.
The one funny very first viral co-tweet I saw was two accounts, and they renamed their names and renamed themselves Extremely Ugly Guy and Normal Looking Girl. And the tweet just said, "Hey, we saw you across the bar and we really like your vibe."
Oh,
I thought that was funny because it was just two girls, two comedians who did that together. I think you could probably find a way to do like a dual joke like that that would go viral on Twitter. But I can't think of many ways to use it.
Ads,
yeah.
Instagram, you know, when you see someone and it's so-and-so with Fosé Rosé.
Right.
I'm mentioning Luann because I very limited time on Instagram lately.
Right.
And I really just see Luann, you.
But the co-tweet for me is not really anything meaningful because it's like I would just retweet something I want said. It's kind of stupid to me.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's for ads, I feel.
For ads, for sure. The other new edition, however, it's not for ads at all. Definitely not, because it's a limited view.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exclusive view, and it is Twitter Circle.
Spin around in circles on my... Whoa. Well, that's what everyone's going to be using
that's what
circles
everyone's
for.
Have you been or started a circle or been in a circle yet?
Absolutely not. And you want to know why? Because the second that Twitter decides, oh, we're over this, and they get rid of circles, and then it makes all that shit public.
I don't think that's what's going to happen because it'll cause World War III.
Well,
I guess we never know.
I would like to know the inner workings of that user experience. What designates something as circle versus not? Because if they get rid of circles,
yeah,
where does that tweet go? Does it delete it? Or does it just remove the block of circle only?
I would think that it would delete it. I guess we don't know for sure.
I need to read the FAQ.
Choose your circles wisely, I suppose. I
literally
have been invited into a few circles.
Oh, you have to be invited?
Well, invited is the wrong word. You just find out because you just see a tweet and it says underneath, like, you're seeing this as part of their circle. It's like a green horizontal bar underneath the tweet.
Oh.
And let me say, I'm not mad. The girls have gone wild on Twitter.
It's the new alt.
It's the new alt, just like in your face on your main.
Oh.
It's all there and very generously shared. It's very much like the ones that I'm in or have seen. Somebody posts one with a cool and fun photo, and then everyone replies with their own. And it's like 150 people showing pole and hole all the way down your feed at 7:58 in the morning when you're walking.
I can't.
I am certainly not mad at it. You know, I would like to know who the LGBT in the room was who casually offered this idea. Because...
Well, it's Instagram close friends. It's not...
Yeah.
The thing is, none of these things are
original,
innovative, new.
Right.
They're all a version
Instagram
of...
collab. And
yeah.
They copied Instagram close friends. The difference is that Twitter is less likely to flag explicit content. So even on Instagram close friends, I believe you get flagged if you go too far. Whereas I don't know how they figure that out. I think Instagram's a lot more locked down with that, though. Whereas, yeah, because Instagram always gets in trouble with the nipples and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Twitter obviously is no holes barred.
No, just broken. Broken souls, broken holes.
Yeah. Actually, we will be discussing.
Shout out to LiveJournal. LiveJournal was doing all this shit before any of these bitches.
Were they?
Yeah. You could set you had groups on LiveJournal. So if you're like, oh my God, I want to write this emotional post, but it's only for...
I don't think they're using it to
some
write
of the girls
emotional
have read
posts.
My emotional posts back in the LiveJournal days.
Well, I post those on Main, but I feel like that's not what we're using close friends for.
No, mine would be like, I'm moving away to New York and I'm going to escape this life.
Yeah. Escape promo.
Countdown
once
to
again.
Going to college.
Yeah. Oh, my LiveJournal days were bleak. That was very much me, where it was, I have a crush, but I'm not telling anyone. And then you would like, space down all the way down the page and it would say like Kara. And then Kara would come up and be like, what?
Hasn't gotten any better for you, has it?
Hasn't gotten any better. That's literally my strategy still.
I should go back to live journal days.
Yeah. Well, it's still active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Twitter's run amok. But you know who's not running Twitter?
Hopefully not.
That's true.
She got booted.
She got the boot.
Elon Musk is out of the deal.
Out of the deal and out of at least a few billion from the jump, right? I think there was some sort of termination fee, I believe. But now Twitter fully plans to take him to court to make him pay the billions of dollars.
And do what with it?
I don't know. It's all stemming from him.
What do people do with billions of dollars? This is something that I cannot wrap my mind around.
They go on yachts.
And do what?
Literally, they spend like millions for the week to go on a yacht and just like sit there with models and shit. But the thing is, they can't get rid of their money. They're like, I don't mean like
save so much wrong in this country.
I mean like in the sense of you can't spend it fast enough to actually get rid of it. Like you said, what do they do with it? Like, since they're not giving it away, you'll always have more as a billionaire. It's like, yeah, you can buy the Empire State Building a few times over and you'll still have plenty to spare. Ever do that thing online where it was like, how much is Jeff Bezos, you know, if you use his money up and you click and you buy like 20 stadiums, like 5 Empire State Buildings, and it's like you still have so much money.
Do you see the photos of him on Space Mountain by himself?
Yes, I did. You could have all that money, but in Space Mountain, you're alone. Clown Mountain.
Let's go. Yeah, I don't get it. Well, you know, they're getting conversation.
They're getting ready to sue him. And I am correct. The Twitter Musk deal includes a $1 billion breakup fee that applies in some circumstances.
What?
But Twitter can try for more than that. Even though $1 billion would be a drop in the bucket to him, because the deal was for $44 billion, which is unthinkable amount of money.
Yeah, I don't even know how many zeros that is.
It's a lot of zeros. I don't know how many Dunkins that is.
Let's find Coladas.
Out. Yeah.
So 40, how much? 44 billion?
Billion.
Okay, so it's 4, 4, 3 zeros.
Yeah.
3 more zeros.
Yeah.
So that's 44. So I have to add 3 more.
Yeah.
It doesn't even go that high.
Did it just break your...
No, the calculator doesn't go to billions. Wow.
I'm looking up the... For those who are interested, there's a game called Spend Jeff Bezos Money. Yeah, and then you just start buying cars, buying coffees, Skittles, helicopters. It goes all the way up, and I still have $124 billion, or trillion, maybe.
What the fuck are you doing?
I already told Elon what he should have spent it on, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Meantime, speaking of clowns on social media.
Yes, and hole.
Yeah.
Showing hole.
Talk about break my hole.
Now over to TikTok.
I didn't think this was real. You put it on the sheet, and I thought, well, that's an interesting euphemism for whatever is actually there. And then I saw that
yes.
You literally were correct.
I kept getting this in my TikTok feed. I don't know why.
Well, it goes after what you're into, so that says more about you than anything.
So, Howie Mandel...
Yeah.
Posted hole on Maine. Not his hole. His friend's hole. His friend's prolapsed hole on TikTok and on Instagram. And I thought this was a joke because I saw it in my feed and it was someone doing a green screen of the post.
Yeah.
And still, and I was like, oh, this can't be real. So I was like, haha. And then, yeah, no, it definitely was.
So he was attempting to make a joke. The original post was he shared a video of a prolapsed rectum to his 9.9 million subscribers and said, when my friend Neil bent over, this happened. Does anybody know if this is COVID related and what we do about it? And in back of him
what was that?
Was a photo of a prolapsed hole, which has since been deleted from his page, but is still floating around. And now his comments are mostly people going, are we just going to forget about that? And what the fuck?
I don't know.
Also, like, he's still on America's Got Talent and shit like that. Like, why don't you think that's going to possibly affect your jobs? I just feel like that was... It's just such a weird disconnect from reality.
Isn't everything these days?
What is real, anyway? Good point. We should all be posting whole.
Prolapsed or not.
We don't judge which way it goes.
Oh, God.
I don't know what to say about somebody who thinks that that's like... Well, first of all, a joke, because it's also like a dumb, bad joke. But all I know about him is that he's extremely germophobic, right? He's got this whole thing about he's like...
Oh, yeah.
That's all I know about him. I hope for what he's done to TikTok that someone sneezes in his general direction and it ruins his day. That's what I hope.
No one wants to see that.
No one wants to see that. Well, it's just such a weird joke.
I don't get it.
You know,
maybe the label made him do it.
The my label is forcing me to show hole.
My label told me to go viral with a prolapsed hole.
God.
Well, anyway, not all the girls have lost it.
Actually, late breaking news, which I should mention, which did happen on the walk over here. Speaking of showing things, sometimes with a desk lamp, after much speculation and rumors, the news is out and it is true. Lea Michele is officially the new Funny Girl lead. Now, neither you or I are theater gay, and it doesn't mean anything much to either of us. However, it does feel like we've just knocked some chaos into the universe even more, like that this will set us on another trajectory of some sort. Because this, even I know that this was like her ultimate fantasy dream job. So like now that it's happening, it feels like something's going to happen. Cosmically, I don't know, good or bad, but it's chaos magic, Wanda.
And Jane Lynch is also out.
Yes,
I know
she,
that.
It feels like she is leaving the room before Lea enters.
Right.
Very quickly. You know, there's been talk of her behavior on the set of various...
Interesting timing.
A fun tweet that did come by, which actually, you wouldn't think we would relate to it, but it helped sort of to put it into perspective for straight people. This was from It's Only Zach. Let me translate this moment for straight people. Lea Michele just having her one and only wish come true is like when the Cubs won the World Series in fall of 2016. We all saw what a world of chaos that ushered in. Make sure you know where your children are and secure your 401ks.
This is going to cause the recession.
It's already happening. It's already happening.
I saw Jane Lynch eating tacos in Hell's Kitchen like a week ago.
That is a very serious allegation.
Yeah. I was walking down the street and I was like, oh my God, that's the lady that sang Super Bass.
That is the lady who originated Super Bass.
Could you imagine her song? Oh my God, are you the lady that sang Super Bass on that show?
The sad thing is that's probably happened. For sure it has. Oh yeah, definitely.
You think?
Yes. Oh yeah. People grab...
Has anyone ever told you you look like that lady who sang Super Bass at that flop show?
100% happened to her.
That's so rude. I would never do that to someone. She was enjoying a little taco with a girl.
Oh. Wow. Exclusive tea.
Two girls hanging out in Hell's Kitchen. I'm not going to say where.
I bet she was.
Anyway.
Well, congratulations, Lea. The Twitter timeline is... a flurry about this, so I guess see all the gays at opening night.
Not me.
Not my gay ass.
Speaking of gays, not all is lost on TikTok. There is one queen that I wanted to shout out.
Yes.
User born in the 90s.
First of all, a cutie.
I was going to say, I was like, oh, Brad's going to be sliding in the DMs.
Yeah, well, very cute. Second of all, talent.
Yes.
The talent jumped out.
So this is a MUA. And if you don't know what MUA stands for, it stands for MUA.
Make the world move.
Yeah.
United
like
agency.
MUA, like MUA. MUA. That's what it stands for. Makeup artist. Mua.
Glam.
That's what that means. Half up, half down. In Cannes. If you know the reference, you know. But anyway, he did a Bionic album cover makeup look.
Yeah, we're definitely going to put it on the feeds. We're going to put on the story and the Twitter. He did a recreation of the album cover that is so detailed.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Some would say ahead of its time.
I think at this point it's a little late. But
nope.
We always appreciate...
In 2022, people are just getting to it.
One day they'll learn.
Yeah.
One day these kids will learn.
It's true. And this isn't the only art he's done. Because one of the pinned ones he did Britney, Toxic. He's done Nicki, Pink Friday. He just started, it looks like. However, he's already coming for the pop girl looks. So, can't wait to see more. See you in the DMs.
What's the saying that everyone says? Stay tuned. Or what? I don't know. When people
stay
are
tuned.
Like, watch this space. That's what people like to say.
Watch this circle.
Yeah, watch this space. I'm like, for what? Also on TikTok, the kids are learning. There is a remix or sped up version of Heidi Montag's I'll Do It instrumental mixed in with Jennifer's Body.
Hold up. Who's this?
There's Jennifer.
You know, if you told me 10 years ago that social media would be taken by storm by a sped up version of a Heidi deep cut soundtrack to a then panned at the time movie, pretty ahead of its time, if you ask me, on both parts. Yes, there's justice for Superficial and justice for Megan Fox all in one.
I've never seen that movie. Have you?
I know what happens in the movie, but I actually haven't watched it yet, which is, I feel like I hear like boos and hisses, but it became like, it went from cult favorite to like reconsidered as like, actually, this was great. But at the time, Megan Fox was like totally just being trashed. I remember that. Like, people were really mean about Megan Fox, like during Transformers and in general, because people are trash. But yeah, there's a whole like resurgence of interest in Jennifer's Body, I feel. I do have to check it out. I should check it out. I love a horror movie.
Did you watch Fire Island yet?
Oh! Are you saying that because of a horror movie? No, I have not seen it yet. I did watch Legendary. I'm finally catching up on Legendary season 3.
Slay.
I can only handle so much media.
That'll be the running joke. I feel like it's going to be like, did you see Fire Island yet? No. Have you watched A Star is Born? And I'm like, no.
Exactly. Quid pro quo.
What was the other one I have to watch? I have to watch Star
Queer
is Born.
Queer pro quo.
First Wives Club.
Actually, you can pause on First Wives Club because Bette Midler's on one on Twitter. So you can actually take a long pause on First Wives Club.
We should talk about that too. But
yeah,
I feel like every friend group drags me for not watching a specific movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Deservedly.
Well,
have you ever seen The Sweetest Thing?
No.
That is also essential. Cameron Diaz. Because we haven't talked about it, but Cameron Diaz is back.
I've seen Charlie's Angels.
Exactly. If you like anything Cameron Diaz, you'll love it.
Don't call me an angel.
This is just a podcast of movies you haven't seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can pause on the First Wives Club, but you can watch... What's the most urgent one that you need to watch? There was something that was like very...
Moulin Rouge. Everyone's like, oh my God.
Oh my God, I always forget that. That always like disturbs me. Yeah, you need to see that. That's like... I just think it'll just fill in some cultural blanks for you.
What are you saying?
Saying you have some blind spots.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
You'll really stand Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Bette Midler, she did get canceled.
Oh, when she said...
Get ready, gays. You're next! In all caps.
Her delivery and also her understanding of certain situations is woefully embarrassing. She's very Facebook aunt sharing a meme. So, instead of the First Wives Club, you can check out Moulin Rouge, The Sweetest Thing, Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion.
A Star is Born.
Star is Born. And various other titles that you will be getting to just as fast as I get to Fire Island.
Yeah. I have been watching Beverly Hills and Housewives Girl Trip 2.
Yes.
And documentaries about the mob. So I'm busy.
That's fair.
Yeah. Got all caught up on the whole John Gotti story.
It's about time.
Versace's next.
What was the reality show? Gotti, Living with Gotti? No.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But Victoria was on Mob Wives.
No, there was a whole, I'm surprised you don't know the show.
Feel like I remember the logo.
Growing Up Gotti.
Wasn't it on VH1?
2004. And like, you would have a major crush on all of the boys.
All right.
I mean.
Okay.
Victoria Gotti raises 3 teenage sons.
Yeah.
Yep. On A&E. This was ahead of its time.
That's where I was watching the documentaries. Was on
there
A&E.
You go. They're very close to Gotti. Anyway, where have we gone with this? Well, speaking of music on social media.
She's not listening to us, but we're going to say it again. We're talking about Addison Rae. Because we're obsessed with her, so I'll take a second.
And I said me too. First of all, she is listening. She keeps liking my tweets at her.
She does?
Yes.
Oh.
So she is taunting us. Yes. So the latest is... Now that at least 12 songs have leaked in either full or extended snippet.
Oh, wow. One for each person that reads your blog.
There you go. One person each. There it is. There was a fan compilation on Twitter of all the snippets. And she responded to it and said, the lost album, sad face.
Her original doll.
And I said, hold up. You can't do this to us.
Define lost.
Define
Addison
lost.
Addison Rae.
And then the Stan replied, petition to find Addison Rae's lost album, to which she replied, I'm looking. Which prompted me to write a full long form think piece about Addison Rae's lost debut on my website and at her with it. With just a general overview of where we were, where we are, and where we need to be.
Wait, so you tweeted it at her?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, she's totally going to read it.
Oh, she better.
Because you're verified. She'll see it.
Yeah, she will see it. That's why sometimes I do use my blue check powers for good.
Yeah, the blue check powers are,
if I need to at her about something, she'll see it. She will see it. It's a little overview of the whole situation, from obsessed to the backlash to Charlie XCX friendship to the snippets to nothing on but the radio and this current tweet situation, but... My question is, who are the Addison Rae gatekeepers in this world? Who is preventing her from hitting upload?
I really don't get it.
I don't either, especially because I Got It Bad objectively was making its own moment on TikTok once it leaked. People were talking about it. Gays were talking about it. Why not capitalize on that?
Especially after the Halsey thing with that tweet and then the song getting released.
Addison didn't even have to
try. It's almost funny that in Addison's case, she's not even talking about the song and everyone's
screaming at her. My fans are forcing me to release.
Yeah. It's so opposite of what everyone else is doing.
Oh, yeah. It's completely opposite. And I don't know if it's her hesitance because, again, I covered the fact that she was dragged during the debut.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching a Zach Sang interview and he flat out goes, why do you think so many people hate your song? It's just like, and that's like kind of the energy of like an early 2000s pop star interview or something. Like, I feel like that doesn't happen anymore where people are like, so people fucking hate you. And she just had to sort of like respond to that. I just feel like that's more rare these days. I don't know.
It is
due to the
pop
girls. Yeah. Like sometimes I feel like there's this sense that she's taking up somebody else's space when it's like, is she though? Like
no,
nobody's
thousands of
nobody's saying she's going to win the Grammy over Adele, which she should. Some
I'll
would say
argue it.
I'll argue it, but it's kind of weird. It goes back to our love of reality / socialite / now influencer pop of like have a little fun. It's just fun. The Heidis, the Parises, the
well, nobody knows how to have fun.
Nobody
anymore.
Knows how to have fun these days. Like, yeah, she has a half octave range and she's famous from doing dances on TikTok. So what? Like, let's have fun. That's my thing. It's like not that serious.
A bop is a bop.
A bop
and when
a bop
is a bop,
is a bop,
we're going to bop to it. It doesn't matter who's singing it. Well, yeah. Maybe it kind of does. But like, yeah, if it's a bop, bop.
And also, you know, our favorite poppers avoiding demon twink magnet, Charlie XCX, said that she actually comes in with great lyrical concepts that all sound like vroom vroom lyrics, and that she thinks she's a great pop star. And I will say, I rewatched that live debut of Obsessed. I thought it was good.
Oh, the one that was on Fallon?
Yes.
She fucking slayed. It was very all Jessica Simpson look, early 2000s.
All
Jessica
the comments
Simpson.
Are so fucking mean. They're like, thank God for the background dancers, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, she gave you a lot more than some of these girls who actually
most
have chart.
Most of the girls.
That
let's
have chart
say
hits
it.
And let's talk about it. Like, I thought it was good. And I found that so fucking, they hate her because she's a TikToker, obviously, which is,
yeah.
What do you
and
expect?
And the skit. Incident.
Well, that didn't help. Yeah, I did
was
mention
really
that.
Bad.
That was really bad. And
not totally her fault though.
Not totally her fault, but obviously that happened. I mean, she did sort of remedy that by starting to highlight creators of dances on her platform.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that wasn't a good look.
No.
It didn't help because if you have a TikToker who comes out with a single, your impression is like they're this privileged taking from people opportunities and stuff. And so what to have a skit where you're privileged and taking opportunities and not giving credit was like the ultimate sin for mm-hmm. sure. There was that little hiccup.
Yeah.
However, where we're at now is a leaked album's worth of songs at this point, to be honest. If you check it out on SoundCloud or YouTube, it's all over there. And I believe this is the third time that Nothing On But The Radio has been recorded and unreleased. I don't know. Somebody tweeted that they think it's haunted or cursed. I don't know. Could be true. But, you know, somebody's busy allegedly rehearsing for a tour right now, so she's not releasing Nothing On But The Radio.
I'm going to say it. Addison's version's better.
Well.
Is it not, though?
I like them both for various reasons. However, I really like Addison's version.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll never know for sure if that's even the final production, which is also part of the problem. But it's fine. A woman, a singer-songwriter named Stephanie Germanotta wrote it originally. And she...
Stephanie Germanotta.
You know, I'm not sure where she is now, but thank God that Addison is giving her a platform with this song.
Really hope she makes it as a songwriter.
I do
day.
Too, because I think she's got something. We'll see. We're going to check on that one. But yeah, so that's where we're at. Lost at Stan Twitter C.
A horrible place to be lost.
A horrible place to be lost. However, something did float in from Stan Twitter C that I did enjoy, which was a tweet from a Selenator. And it said, DJ Snake says, "You have 40 seconds. Selena Gomez." And then it's a video of her Taki Taki verse. And it has 100,000 likes and a lot of like quote tweets being like, honestly, this was amazing. And this is the millionth time where it's like, you never say this shit when it's out. It's crickets. And then just wait 2 weeks and it's like, you let this down. Sparks flopped because of the gays. Like,
because it's cool. You get more engagement being snarky. And mean.
I mean, look at the Addison thing. Like
on Twitter.
On the spot, everyone dunked on her. And then all of a sudden, once the music isn't being released, it's like, oh no, but it was going to be so good. It's the same people. It's like, yeah, it's Selena too. I mean, Selena gets a lot of shit on social media, of course. And now all of a sudden, 100,000 people thought Taki Taki was good. Coming out of the woodwork.
But we need the audience to buy the album.
I mean, Taki Taki did well. It's fine. It's just like, it is funny. But you're right. It's the position of, I knew better. I knew this was a hit. Y'all didn't know. Like, that kind of a vibe always does well.
Mm-hmm.
If you endorse that, you're like, yes, I knew better. You didn't know. You don't have taste.
Us. Talking about superficial.
Us talking about superficial or anything else on this pod. Yeah, that floated in, and I did like that because that was a good verse.
Mm-hmm. That happens on TikTok a lot with old clips that are posted from old reality shows, and the caption will always be, how is this not viral yet? Why didn't this go viral? I'm like, sweetie, this went viral 90 years ago, back when we were in our 20s.
It was viral in the lockers the locker room
spiral on my Tumblr already.
Thank you.
Yep.
That Kimberly Caldwell audition was printed out and pasted on my binder. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
And we were illegally downloading her little snippet off Kazaa.
We sure were.
Back in the 30s, okay?
LimeWire.
It's true, though.
It is true. It was just a different form. It was a different time.
I submitted Sparks flopping to the American Girl doll account. On their submit an idea.
That's one of the things we could talk about for this TikTok and meme section is.
And it was, I need an American Girl doll who didn't let Sparks flop in 2015. And I said to make her a red-haired American Girl doll.
We're waiting on the final version of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it gets picked, I'll be so excited. So if you see that one, it came from me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Love a good submission.
But I love that account. It cracks me up. The one of seeing Halsey perform at the mall sent me the...
We need an American girl who saw Halsey perform at the mall.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Is the best one.
And also the emo dance party under the bridge.
Oh, that one's good too. Yeah, we'll have to throw in a few of these on social so you can see if you haven't.
But then everyone's stealing the idea and they're like tweeting it and posting it. I'm like, no.
Well, that's what happens too.
Send your submissions to her.
A lot of the, like, Twitter writers or comedian friends, I see their viral tweets and then I see a little 20-year-old shit on TikTok just say their tweet out loud and go viral with that. And the problem is that I see my friends then complain or comment or screenshot it side by side and be like, and then people pile on them like it's their fault or that they look thirsty. It was their joke first.
Mass.
It's a fucking war zone out there.
There's a difference between copying and memeing something.
Yeah. But like just saying it word for word.
Mm-hmm. That's copying.
Yeah. And nothing is sacred on the internet. No, you have to live with the fact that your thing that you made will probably get taken and then do numbers for somebody else much larger than yours.
Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah, but truly.
My ASMR video, my old mixes.
Oh, yes.
My Wendy TikTok remix is on YouTube with like...
Sorry, your GIFs are literally like a cultural institution.
Oh, yeah.
Reality TV GIFs is like actually permeated. Like every celebrity uses your GIFs.
Oh, all the time.
And
my
you
favorite
literally
is
made
the
them.
I'm going to give the gays everything they want.
Yes.
From Erica. Mm-hmm. That goes around because it's not even the actual quote. I changed it for the GIF to make it fit better in context for the internet. And so the fact that it has like...
Wait, you're blowing my mind.
Everywhere is so funny to me because it's not even what she says in the actual scene.
You created disinformation.
Yeah.
Disinformation yet again. Wow.
The beginning of it was contextually didn't make sense.
Okay.
And so I changed it to I'm going to give the gays everything they want.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
and
for your service.
Everywhere. And it always gets picked up.
But there's yes, you have contributed to the stan canon, the clapback canon. Mm-hmm. Everybody uses your gifts. Where's your money? Where's your credit?
They stole it.
Stole it all.
Giphy shanked my whole Tumblr.
Giphy shanked your whole. Yes.
Yeah. I tried to fight for Tumblr creators.
There's always somebody younger, sexier, and giphier coming up behind you on the stairs.
I literally have billions of views on my Giphy page, which is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all I have to show for it is a heartless, t-shirt. Soulless me. Anyway, this is my, you know that Trisha meme that's like, what do I have to show for it? A heartless, soulless me. Anyway, this is the new Mua palette.
It's actually you.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, what were you talking about?
Oh, God.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah, but
she's back in the studio.
And late breaking news as I'm walking over here, season 3 of Only Murders confirmed. She got that renewal. She is booked and busy in the studio and in TV.
I need to watch that.
It's great, yeah. I haven't watched season 2 yet, but first season is great. I can't believe
there's
already
season
3. Is it
based in New
York? Yeah. They filmed here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like I would like it.
Yep. A murder
whodunit.
And I have
Hulu not sponsored.
Yeah, go for it.
Everyone's raving about it.
it's really quick and breezy to get through. It's just like, it's addictive because you want to know, you know, there's another clue and you want to see.
I'll have to check that out.
It's bingeable.
But yeah, she was on TikTok posting from the studio, so we'll have to see.
Yes, I'm very excited. We need a new legendary Gomezmerizing album deeply.
It ain't me.
Honestly, she doesn't fail. In my opinion, there are no bad Selena Gomez albums. It's bops on bops, and I'm ready for whatever comes next. That's...
Same. I feel like TikTok has made me like her. Mm. She's so funny on it. I was such a hater in the past.
And now, look at you now. Look at her now.
I was an Ariana Reference. Grande and Selena Gomez hater, and I think it was
just... Now you're just an Ariana hater.
No, and now I only hate Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
No, I think what it was my denial of getting older and that the faves of my past are no longer...
They felt very much like the torched past acts that were coming up.
The torch was passed, and I was in denial of
getting
older.
And before everybody freaks out, it doesn't mean that Selena is the new Britney or anything like that, but the new generation coming up was having the heat of our girls. It was the same sort of cultural...
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. You know. The wheel always turns. The cycle always happens. There's always going to be the new girls on the scene.
Yes.
And Selena arguably is now, I would say, one or two generations removed from the current. Like, if you want to talk now.
Yeah.
It's, you know, more like a Billy and...
Olivia Rodrigo,
certainly. Just when you think...
There's room for everyone.
There's room for everyone on our iPods, to quote Christina Aguilera.
Oh, say.
Speaking of ahead of its time fashion... which Christina is known for, and we will be getting to her.
We will.
Yes.
Everyone, I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Multiple picks this week.
So many picks, because as you know, it was haute couture week in Paris. It was...
What?
It was literally high fashion week in Paris.
Like, actually?
Yes.
Like, hello, everyone, and welcome to high fashion
week. Well, haute couture. But yes, it's basically like the very fancy, unwearable, runway-ready looks that you're not going to off the rack. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the really creative, artistic sort of designs. And that's
unique.
Why the girls
handmade
were giving looks. Yes.
Not going to find this at Zara.
Not going to find this at Zara. For instance, we had a tag team of my dreams who have performed together in song, Anita and Rita Ora, Anywhere With You, and specifically at the Schiaparelli show, giving you cone boobs and high fashion looks and looking fabulous front row together. Also, it coincided perfectly with this episode of Legendary, which Anita is a guest on.
Oh.
She did fabulous. Really just enjoyed it. But yeah, the Schiaparelli, she got gold baubles on her boobies. And then Rita, if you can believe it, has been anywhere and everywhere, including the Schiaparelli, which also was a cool look, more like a disco ball. And together they were an unstoppable duo.
Good morning, Rita Ora.
Now, there was another cultural figure in Gail Perry.
Honestly, every week is just her, in my opinion.
It's you.
And she did it herself.
It's all for you. She did it herself. She flew herself over to France. Yes, Julia Fox, we're talking about you. She gave us some real looks this time around, including the... I don't know how to describe it. Like the peekaboo.
I don't either.
You know what? I'm not going to.
It's the yellow and blue look that she posted on Instagram.
Yes, with the thin early 2000s girl eyebrow. She's going to bring that back again. The very Pam Anderson sort of like pencil eyebrow.
Oh.
She just killed it over and over again. And the more I post about her on my story, the more people are coming to me in my DMs with stories saying, I met her, my friend met her, and she was so cool and so nice. Innocent until proven guilty. I know that she, as we talked about, climbed that way up, but she's very entertaining.
She's very entertaining. She's funny. And if she's nice to people, that makes her even better.
Exactly. Her highlight, of course, which we didn't discuss yet, is this is the look with the eyebrow. I don't know how to say the brand's name. Patou? P-A-T-O-U. A viral video of Julia Fox walking out to the sound of Piano Knee version of Baby One More Time. Many memes were made of this.
I think I did it myself. Yeah. Oh my God, that was improv. That literally just came to me.
That's Thank the you. Magic. Yeah, she did it herself.
Yeah. I need her on a trance beat.
That's what I'm saying. She should go electronic. Mm-hmm. I feel like it'll happen, though.
Because she could walk in a show
to her own music.
Yes.
Yes. Which she did herself.
Yeah.
I would live for that.
I'm obsessed with her. Also, the tweet that was going around. Oh, yeah.
I said me too.
So I take a second. I did it myself. The tweet that said, I live for Julia Fox continually terrorizing Manhattan or something. Yep. And it was photos of her posing on a taxi cab roof.
Yep.
I'm obsessed.
I am obsessed. I'm sorry.
I want to see her in the wild.
Yes, first of all.
And scream Queen of Pop at her.
And I did. I did not scream Queen of Pop, but I did panic on that double-decker bus. If you didn't hear that, that was in the live chat. I saw Julia Fox on the Madonna bus with a bus full of drag queens. And had they not had to go down the bus and do an individual dance, each one as they got out the bus, I could have run up to her. Stalled by drag queens, which is
just
the story
building
of my
tension.
Life.
It's building,
yeah, until the meeting.
Story.
But in all seriousness, like, truly, not since maybe, you know, Gaga's reign of terror with the 12-inch heels and every look was, you know, a showstopper. Not that it isn't now, but
showstopper.
You know, it stopped some shows.
Oh,
it yeah, it turned heads.
There we go.
The iconic fall at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like we don't get those every now at all, really, a lot. People are afraid of looking bad or whatever. I love someone who hams it up, stunts. It's fun.
You can tell that she's having fun doing it, and that's why I am enjoying every time she is just photographed somewhere randomly in Manhattan.
And
it's funny.
On the flip side of this is I feel like we're in this point of time where she's probably actually shooting movies and things like that. Like, all of the hype is leading to whatever she's probably working on right now. And then there's going to be, like, a whole onslaught of Julia Fox movies and content coming. I feel like...
Singles,
with
hopefully.
The Kanye moment, everyone took notice and things happened. And now we're about to get, like, a foxification of the media. I'm ready.
If anyone wants to be like, oh, she's just a social climber, I'm like, no, she's giving looks. She's serving.
And also,
she's funny.
I don't think that's a bad thing if you're fun with it. Like, if you're entertainingly a social climber, that's one thing. It's another if you just see the same person in the same photos. You're like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, that person always clings to celebrities, sure.
Yeah.
But she's making her own show.
She's not Jill Zarin.
Oh!
There's a difference.
But
Hi.
Should there be... some Zarin fabrics, she might use them to make a look.
I would watch them on Roni together.
Oh, for sure.
She'd be like, oh my God, you used to date Kanye? Oh.
Now, do we have it on good authority? There were rumors that she would maybe be in the new season of The New Girls of Housewives. Did we confirm that that is not happening? Or we've heard on the internet?
My sources have told me it's not happening.
Oh, the sources.
Yeah. The
insider
told me that it's not happening.
Okay. But maybe a guest or an appearance. That could be cute.
No word.
At this point, I don't think you can escape her if you're a socialite in the city. So
I only know one name.
Of the new girls?
Yes. And you're not going to get it here.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
His lips are sealed.
My lips are sealed, which is a bop by Haley and Hilary Duff. If you didn't know
yes,
that one.
They originated that.
Yeah, they did. Did they? No, that's I know that's not them originally.
Yes.
Someone else did that.
The goat goes.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, so Julia Fox is slaying. We stan. Mm-hmm. Need a single.
Need a single. In the meantime, somebody we also need a single from, actually.
Mariah. Aren't Dolce and Gabbana canceled?
Yeah, there's this weird... You know how it goes, where...
Who isn't?
First of all, who isn't? Yes, fair. But also, you know how people make certain passes for canceled people more so than others? It doesn't... In general, cancellation doesn't affect careers, as we've seen. But I feel like, especially Dolce and Gabbana, the girls are going to all their shows still and stuff. Like, I feel like they've really, despite any social media backlash, I feel like they're essentially unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
Because... Truly, all our faves are still doing Dolce & Gabbana stuff.
Yeah.
So, this was no different. Mariah went to the Altimoda show by Dolce & Gabbana 2022, posed with them, but then, because it reminded me of Britney's wedding, because Drew was there.
She was. Did you see her TikTok about being there, Drew Barrymore?
No, I didn't.
It was really cute. She talked about being there and how she felt like she wasn't cool, and I just really like her TikTok.
She's at least two stellar ones. The first is crying because of the window that
yes,
she found.
Drew found a window in the apartment that she's renovating.
She knew it was there. And she knocked that wall down. She found the window. And then also being grateful for rain. That's the one.
Favorite one.
If it's raining anywhere you are, just run out in the rain. Don't miss the opportunity.
That is a blessing.
I sent it in a group chat with my family the other day and no one got
it. Crickets.
Yeah.
Takes a certain taste.
Because there was like a monsoon with hail at my brother's house. So yeah. I responded with the Drew.
This is a blessing.
It was like, if you ever have the chance, dance in the
dance
rain.
Dance in the rain.
Dance in the rain. I can't do Drew Barrymore's voice, but.
Just dance. Yeah.
It cracks me up. She's not wrong, though.
She is not wrong. She is the kind of live, laugh, love that I truly appreciate, because she's been through hell and back. Her like simple pleasures in life, like Britney, like her simple pleasures in life and like the way that she views the world, I find very, very endearing and sweet and honest and true. And she's just like such a great soul. You do laugh, but it's also like
she spilled. Yeah. I texted Lindsay and I was like, do you remember that one time it downpoured and we went out in your front lawn and we just stood there and got rained on?
Let the rain fall down and wake your dreams.
Yeah. And then 10 years later, Lady Gaga wrote a song about it. So
she did. She really popularized
rain. There's a
concept there. She made rain okay again. Well, yeah. So she stood with a group of very famous gals. Mariah stood with Drew, Sharon Stone, and Helen Mirren for a superstar photo where they all look really fabulous. Cancel designer. But... yeah, this year has been very giving for like A-list unexpected Marvel Avengers photos.
Truly.
What do you mean, Drew Barrymore? First of all, the Drew Barrymore crossover.
She is going to have so many stories for
her
show kicking off again.
That is so true.
I think they're on summer hiatus or something, right?
Yeah, I think like all shows are. It's been very dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll be back, and she'll have plenty of weddings and fashion shows to discuss.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't talk about this on the main episode.
We did not.
There's also a certain main pop girl on the way who did just drop the album art for her upcoming...
The month is here.
Maybe trilogy, if Amazon Italy is to be believed.
Wait, what?
Oh, well...
Insider.
That's me. What had happened was that Amazon Italy uploaded a description of the album in Italian.
We're talking about Beyonce, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
We did not say.
Yeah. Oops. Beyonce,
you,
we're talking.
You are Beyonce. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazon Italy, should they be believed, who doesn't believe Amazon Italy, posted a description alleging that at least Ryan Tedder and Rafael Sadiq are involved, and that the disc includes a celebration of Black culture, up-tempo with dance, house, and techno, which more or less is what we were guessing and is more or less the general social media consensus of, like, it's feeling like it's going to be sort of a acknowledgement of legends and also seemingly up-tempo dance moment. There's talk, of course, of the country aspect, which might be like a part two or three or whatever. But yeah, this is alleging that.
What if she makes country dance? Country trance?
Well.
Truntry.
Yes. A remix of Madonna's Don't Tell Me.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Oh, God. I hate that I love that Luke Bryan song. Shut up, all of you. Don't laugh at me. If Beyonce goes techno, I will probably pass away.
Yeah, for sure.
Know what I was thinking? You know how at the end of Break My Soul, the vocal switches and starts to reverb out and it starts to pull? I feel like it's crossfading into something.
It could be.
It's giving me crossfade because it's very crisp.
If it's not, it's just sort of off. It's recreating that experience. But I did catch that too. It's very possible.
It was we giving could have crossfade.
It could be giving Confessions nonstop mix. The true huh? But then somebody also pointed out, and this is like fairly obvious, and I don't know why we didn't just catch this. Like, Renaissance makes sense as a title if it's going to be heavily sample interpolation based. Renaissance, like reclaiming that music, totally makes sense.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But in either case, not so fast, Amazon Italy, because I did want to point out, if you remember during the dark ages of 2020, remember who Beyonce was accused of being? An Italian woman named Anne-Marie Lastrassi.
Oh.
Well, guess what? She's not beating those allegations. Because why does Italy have the exclusive?
See, I don't believe the Amazon exclusive.
It's hard because, I don't know. I forget how it works. Like, I don't know what system they use to upload
the
metadata
only thing
and stuff like that.
I could say in their favor as being right is given how delayed production is in terms of printing something, like if someone's going to order something or
like
buy a vinyl. Or buy merch.
Oh, yeah, it has to be done already.
It would have to be listed.
Yes.
Further in advance because production, delay, chain, supply chain issues. That's the only thing I could see, maybe.
Yeah.
But she's also.
I mean, it's also
Beyonce.
Parkwood Entertainment, which is truly a locked experience. So I don't know.
I mean, we don't have much longer to wait.
We sure don't. Plenty of songs. 15 new songs, right? If it's a 16-track situation of new Beyonce. Very exciting. But to get to the actual point of why we brought it up, we didn't talk about the album cover.
High Fashion.
High Fashion, giving Bianca Jagger, Studio 54, legendary horse moments. We talked about it on the live chat, but giving Ride a White Horse, Goldfrapp, it's a disco horse. Now, I really loved, there was a Brazilian tweet that was translated into English. I would like to shout out because it was originally a tweet in Portuguese by Matthias Reutberg, but then somebody else translated into English and it went viral in English. It's a photo side by side of Beyonce posing with a disco ball and then the Renaissance one. And the caption is, Beyonce raising the horse since he was an egg.
So good.
It's so good.
Oh, see, these are the tweets that...
That's
you
what
know,
keeps
I just
Twitter
can't,
alive.
I can't give it up yet.
Can't give it up. Yeah. I mean, anytime a pop girl is sitting on a disco ball, we're ready. We're so ready. Very excited.
And we'll see what happens this week because it's gearing up for the launch. It's like, what, 2 weeks away?
It is, and us many people are saying, where is the video, mama? But at this rate, maybe it's dropping because it is Beyonce. Maybe it's a whole videography. Maybe it's the whole thing again. We did that with self-titled.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just all coming at once. Maybe it's a whole story. So I think the YouTube profile photo disappeared, which caused panic. However, so did all the other profile photos.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Be on high alert. There are trolls afoot. Many people are creating fake snapshots, fake Break My Soul videos.
There was also the telephone remix added to her TikTok sounds. I don't think there's anything to that. I think that it's just the label realizing that the song was... Yeah. Someone else did a TikTok with it underneath. Yeah. I think they're just being official about it. I don't take it as any sign.
We'll see. As always, especially with Beyonce, don't trust anything because she literally said the word Renaissance in a headline a year ago. Mm-mm, don't trust a thing. Well, speaking of Beyonce, actually, also.
Oh, yeah. And Parkwood.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a takedown?
Not.
Okay.
Issued a takedown yet.
Okay.
I did a remix of Break My Soul.
DJ T. Kygo back at it on the ones and twos.
It has 6,000 streams on SoundCloud.
Which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Well, people have a lot more.
Well,
but I think the most complimentary thing I will say is there are multiple people that are replaying it because you can go and check your insights on SoundCloud, which I find to be very fascinating.
So it's not a one and done.
Yeah. So there are people who have listened to it like 30, 40 times. And
you
I'm like,
you could be getting played during a workout class.
Oh my God.
You know? Like that could
and
be happening.
And people added it to their playlist. That amazing. To me is more complimentary.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I was like, oh, maybe it's just people click it. And they're like, oh, what is this shit?
Yep.
But then you click into the details and it's like, no, people are replaying it.
I love
Parkwood
what you did
not
to
take
it.
Me down.
Nope.
Parkwood did claim it on YouTube.
Okay. Well.
So she's making money off of me.
Right.
Well,
as she should.
That's not, I make, I, anyway, you get it.
She is
it's
making sure it's her song
yes,
and she's getting those
song.
Coins.
And yes, but my point
but
is.
But you would love to be an official remixer.
Yes. So when I did the Adele remix, I got taken down within 12 hours.
Right.
And not only did they just take it down, but I got a copyright strike on my YouTube account.
Damn,
and
I didn't know that.
I was suspended for a week, so I couldn't upload anything.
Oh, no, no, no.
It was, yeah. So the Beyonce one was just like, oh, we're going to claim the song. It's fine. No big deal. And I get to keep it up, which I'm like, oh my God, slay. Because it's always so hard to do remixes because you like invest 2 weeks of time into something and you post it and then it's like copyright strike, you're flagged.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, is it even worth it?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Well,
so go check that out.
Check it out. Free promo, new remix.
Yeah.
Now there's some new music to discuss this week. Some.
Yeah.
Good. Some we're going to talk about now.
I have one good pick. Okay, so there is a new Housewife single out by Brandi Glanville called Life of a Housewife.
Yeah.
I'll say two things here. One, this is possibly the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Two, Brandi is carrying Housewives Girl Trip season two. It is possibly one of the funniest spinoffs of Housewives ever.
That's high praise.
She is carrying this show. It is so good.
But she always really was there to keep it going on Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not a surprise.
No, but it's been a, you know, a hot minute.
Yeah. Well, she was off the show for...
It's been a while, yeah.
A while. But she's back and celebrating that with a song, generous word to describe, called Life of a Housewife, which I just also would like to say, whatever she decided to do with her voice or manipulated with her voice is one of the most insane things I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
The creative choice...
And we've heard things.
We've heard things. The creative choice to deliver the lyrics like that is... I feel like the Pitchfork review of Fiona Apple. No, music has never sounded quite like this.
Yeah.
I am truly like... astonished by the vocals.
Same.
Yeah. So that's art, because art is challenging. So
it honestly is.
You know, this is a good example of outsider art in the way of My Teenage Dream Ended by the Teen Mom.
Farrah
Abraham, who invented hyperpop with that album, but that's like another story. But this is truly like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no Chic C'est La Vie.
No. And you know what? There are actual legitimate good Housewives songs. This is something else. This is something else. So that'll be, check it out on the Legends Only weekly playlist. Oh, You'll be able to hear this in all of its glory.
Are we really going to put her there?
Oh, yeah. The girls got to know. It's going to interrupt all of your parties and road trips.
Oh, I think we should keep it off.
I'd like to keep it off, please.
Oh, yeah. But I love Brandy on...
Well, then give her her...
Girl trip, too.
0.003 penny for a stream.
I streamed it once.
Okay.
And I said to myself, if Brandy can put that out, I can put out an original.
It should be very encouraging, to be honest.
It honestly was.
Good.
I have some originals that I finished, actually. Not of me singing. No, I don't get it twisted. We're not... I'm not giving vocals.
Although I think I a lot of people would like that. But anyway.
The other shout out that I have is actually a song from 2020. So it's like a little delayed, but like I have it on repeat all week. Her name is Miss Madeline.
Yeah.
Queen of Pop. Do you know who this is?
I do. She is quite a fixture on the paper magazine.
Yes.
Scene, like scene girl at the raves, at the clubs right now, out and about.
So her cover of You Oughta Know, I was playing League of Legends the other night with Jake, and we had a shared thing going, and we just hit this radio station, and it was so good. And she came on it, and we were living for it. So it's this song, and then there's also one called Attention.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Love that. Love your...
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Love your time.
I'd like to fuck them all. It's very Heidi. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Love a timely pick from you, as always.
Yep.
Also love a pop girl cover of You Oughta Know, because Beyonce, Britney, and every time it's so good.
Yeah, it's very like, things look this way.
Yeah, I'm sure directly inspired by Britney's cover.
Honestly, I was thinking that. I'm like, this could be
She's
Britney's cover.
A big Britney girl, yeah.
Which is why I stan.
Well, speaking of, watch this transition. You Oughta Know, as performed on the circus tour starring Britney Spears, where none other than Ciara opened up on tour. Did you catch her, or did you catch Jordan Sparks or Pussycat?
I saw Pussycat Dolls, okay. Jordan Sparks,
okay.
And...
Oh my God, wait.
Oh no, Joe Jonas was Femme Fatale.
Was it Christina DeBarge?
No.
I believe I got Christina, which... is very legendary.
Yeah,
but I got Pussycat a few times. I went like 3 times. And Jordan, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I did Boston. I did New York. I did Connecticut. I think I did those 3. Or maybe I did Connecticut twice. What's not clicking? No, 2 Boston. I don't know. In any case, we were there.
Yes, we were.
We certainly were there. There's video footage of you screaming and...
every corner of the ring.
Yeah. All eyes
every
on
every angle.
Yeah. And who was there? But Ciara was performing. This was Fantasy Ride era, A Time to Be Alive. And now she's back with her first song in 2 years called Jump. And the concept of this song is
jumping
to make that thing jump. I actually am very, very, very much a CC fan.
Same.
I definitely go deep with the discography. Hugely underrated, because I think all of her albums are as strong as her singles. I think she's got excellent deep cuts, and they're nonstop bops. They are the workout / dance team / cheerleader songs of your dreams. They're going to get you hype. Lately, she's on that sort of like TikTok bent of like, this is going to be good for a TikTok dance, like a level up. Or like
the jump one.
The jump one, too.
A sleigh.
But honestly, that is exactly the... Ciara like thing is to come up with these dances that's perfect for TikTok. So she's coming at the right time. All the girls are going to dance to Jump, but we need to talk about this video. Did you watch this video?
A sleigh.
I am very happy for her. I'm excited for her. It's her first with Republic Records, her new deal, joint collab with her entertainment company, and she's got an album on the way from this. This is just the beginning. And I'm very excited because hopefully that should lead to a tour. Her tours are incredible. She's great live. And yeah, but this video, okay, Dave Myers directed, legendary, No Tears Left to Cry, like a million things. 14 looks in this video.
A lot.
That's a lot of looks. My favorite, of course, is the sparks braids on the roof, giving you Marvel Cinematic Universe Who. Such a cool look. She's dancing on the wires. She's dancing in the streets. She's dancing trash with her moves.
She's jumping.
She is jumping. It's good.
It's very classic Ciara sounds.
Oh, absolutely. It's from Work, Get Up, Give Me That, all of it. It's her up-tempo vibe, for sure. And it even, you know, the feature on it also reminded me of when we would get those Lil Jon hype verses as well, which was, like, I think it's a fun verse on this. Like, it adds to the hype of the song. I just think it's great. Coast Contra, this is a feature on the song. It's a collective, a hip-hop collective. So that's the return of Ciara. Ciara, I don't know why in conversation I say Ciara, even though it is Ciara. We're working on it.
Ciara, this beat is automatic.
The princess is here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I can have another phone chat with her because I did ring her hotline about the body party video many years ago.
Hey. Stream, I bet.
Yeah, her rehab collab.
Bop.
Ready for her to go electronic? I think she will.
Well, no, who did go electronic?
Who?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Nicole Scherzinger.
No, I don't understand what you're saying because it was less than 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
You know what? But I do love this song, actually.
Oh.
It's a ringtone. It's truly a ringtone.
It's not a song. It's not a song.
But that...
Do you remember when you could buy 1 minute ringtones?
Yes.
For like a dollar?
Yes.
Can you still do that?
Yeah.
Do people still use ringtones?
I think so.
Do you use a ringtone?
No. No, I don't.
I can't
want my
remember
phone
the last time
noise.
My phone rang.
Well, that's a very, very sad
thing. Oh my God. Do you know what? Well, because I always have it like
set on
off, like off. On silent mode. Mine is.
Really?
Oh, I'm going to get flagged for copyright.
Yeah.
That's still my ringtone.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot that I downloaded this. Do you remember taking it back?
Who is this on my phone?
Oh.
Who is this on my phone?
Oh, from Vine.
My ringtone from high school onward was Danny Minogue's Love Fight for the three people who know what that is. It's not even a single, but I made that my ringtone for years.
Oh my God. What is it called?
It's really fucking good. It's also not on streaming. So that's, you're going to have to really look that one up.
Oh yeah. People still buy ringtones.
Yeah.
For $1.29. There's a ringtone chart. Oh my God, why would someone spend a dollar on that?
I feel like that's like heavily Facebook aunt territory. Oh. I feel like that's where we're going with those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I need to do is just start making ringtones.
Like producing them?
Yeah.
That would be a good idea. Madison Beer will like make it into a song.
Maybe. I got to find something to do with my life.
You do. Desperately.
Actually, though.
Well, you could be like Nicole Scherzinger.
Quit the band and do
the drop, 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 drop.
More like the flop.
The drop is exactly what it's doing on the charts.
Yeah.
I will.
Arguably, that's what her career did after she quit the band.
It's right there. It's also like a lot of names. It's Dimitri Vegas, David Guetta, Aztec and Nicole Scherzinger, and together
all those names can't make a hit.
All those names couldn't stretch it past 2 minutes. It's literally 2 minutes, this song.
Catchy. Sorry, Nicole, we love you, but no.
I still say yes, but make it longer. It doesn't utilize her vocals that well.
No, like you go from React to this.
It's dark times.
I'm just bitter.
PCD yeah. reunion flop.
We were all so happy that day.
We were all so happy that day.
That'll be the new meme in 5 years. It's going to be people saying, I can't believe you all let React flop in 2020.
Oh, for sure. That's absolutely what they're going to do.
Yeah, that'll be next.
Sure will. But you know what's insane to me is The Drop is number one on Nicole Scherzi's Spotify page. 3.8 million streams, though. That's really not...
I mean, how many solo songs does she have to compete with?
Well, let me tell you.
Charts?
The shit that I've seen, you don't have that many.
I feel like people don't even know. She's had more than one album, and I feel like people definitely don't even know that there's been one album, let alone more, including Big Fat Lie, one of the worst album titles of all time.
She takes that 5%. 5%.
Yep. Came out in 2014. Anyway, that's for another deep dive. I'll do a Big Fat Lie deep dive one day.
Yeah, Nicole Scherzinger deep dive coming soon.
Yes, I definitely would.
That should be a road trip.
I would love to do a guided Scherzi road trip.
Let's do it.
Meditation, ASMR.
Add us on Discord and on Twitter if you'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Concept there.
I would like to tour the short solo
good. Oh, I'm
journey.
Not gonna say it here because I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
We like to surprise the girls.
Yeah.
But I have a good idea.
Okay. Well, you know who's making electronic music that is excellent and
me. No.
Lengthy. Yes, you. And also our new king of pop. He's been producing for all the girls lately. SG Lewis
has Ally.
Ally. He has not one, but two, a double A side of two tracks, Missing You and Something About Your Love. These are bops, and they're great.
Something About Your Love is so good.
Yeah.
Not that the other one's not, but like this.
But I also would like to commend, speaking of your vocals on a production, this is him singing.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
So he produced, sang.
Yes.
Wow.
Truly new queen of pop and king of pop at the same time. I love these songs. They have different vibes.
They do.
One I would say is more like The Weeknd, Blinding Lights-ish, 80s-ish. Mm-hmm. And the other is giving French touched, like Daft Punk, Kylie Fever. One More Time, Daft
Punk
territory.
Yes, there's a little nostalgic sound to Something About Your Love.
Yes. Super into both the tracks. You'll hear them on the playlist. More to come from SG Lewis. We've got more music on the way from him very soon, so stay tuned. He's also got some collabs on the upcoming Tuvalu album incoming as well. Yeah.
Wow.
A busy boy.
Always under pressure.
Also out now. Very exciting. We've talked about them before. New trio on the scene. Flow, the UK girl group, they're out with their debut EP called The Lead, featuring the latest single, Immature, with a music video that just came out.
Oh, I didn't see the video.
Oh, yes. They are serving. In fact, one of my favorite viral memes about the video, they have one moment where they're all sort of rotating on a platform. You can see their outfit because they're like rotating. Like the Drag Race promo, where all the girls get beamed up and they rotate.
Season four,
iconic. Unbeatable promo.
Shout out to Carly, yes. Who did that.
So they're all rotating, and the caption was, "My leftovers in the microwave if they served." Oh. Which is true. They did fantastic in the video. The Lead EP is phenomenal. It is going to give you all of the TLC, Destiny's Child, throwback girl group harmonizing, vocalizing.
Vocals.
It is extremely turn of the millennium pop. Everything you
can
think of. Christina Milian. It's very the dream. Timbaland, Dark Child. It would fit perfectly well on Aaliyah self-titled, on Spice Girls Forever. It's so good. MNEK produced and is helming this project.
Oh.
The legendary MNEK, who's done so many things. Yes. There's just a lot of goodwill around this group in a way that is really exciting. It feels like they could really pop off. Keisha of the Sugar Babes basically gave them the formal endorsement. She called them like the new Destiny's Child of the UK. There's a lot of love on social media for them. And I'm really super excited about them. I feel like there's a real momentum. And I'm ready for their global takeover That's
Watch This Space.
Watch This Space. Check out Flow, the lead EP.
Spelled F-L-O.
Oh. Especially the song that first went viral is called Cardboard Box. That was their debut. And a tweet is actually the reason it went viral. Somebody was just like, the UK girl groups are giving it right now, something to that effect. And then it was retweeted by SZA, by JoJo, by all these people, including Missy. And it just like blew the fuck up. And so they followed that up fairly quickly with this EP, even down to the album art for these singles and the EP. They look like they should be a girl group. Mm-hmm. Like everything is so cohesive. Their branding. Confidence is fantastic. Feature Me is like a sultry vibe. Summertime is the anthem for your girls. Can't get enough. Really excited about them. Talking them up left and right. You know, we are desperate for that girl group in the West that has not popped off yet. And I do think like they very well could be. Speaking of girl groups, quick shout out to aespa. They just did a comeback with the song Girls.
This is a bop.
I think you would definitely like the video. It's giving KDA. Their whole thing is that they have AI counterparts and they're fighting this villain named Black Mamba. This group is doing something very ambitious. They're building a whole world with their lyrics and creating a whole narrative. Like all of their songs, not only are they bops, but they are referencing metaverse things.
Oh.
They've created their own metaverse of references to things. So they're fighting Black Mamba. This is a villain. There's this person or spirit that syncs them to the metaverse named Navis. And it's just, it's very ambitious. The videos and episodes are like 20 minute long mini Marvel movies. It's pretty crazy. To me, it is the future of pop in the way that it integrates like universe building. Like you could have a fucking theme park based on this world that they're creating. Like it's more than just like putting out a song. It's there's this whole world. They have AI counterparts and it's pretty interesting. It's really
concepts. The girls.
Like, yeah. It is a lot like KDA. Like because if you like KDA, you could be like, wait a minute, these girls have a video game, and you can really go off the deep end and learn like, oh, it's like a whole thing. Or you could just like the music. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same with what aespa's doing. And speaking of K-pop, shout out to Blackpink, soon to be in our area with a comeback in August, as well as a album finally, and a world tour that they're calling something along the lines of the biggest, most ambitious tour for a K-pop girl group ever, which I have no doubt it will be. I have to go. Very excited for this.
When was the last time they toured?
Like 2 years ago. Well, right before Cordova, 2019. But they did a fantastic live show situation, like Studio 2054 situation. Very ready for Blackpink in our area. It's going to slay as it always does. Plenty of K-pop on the way, actually. I have a lot of K-pop interviews coming as well, which is fun.
I listened to the full aespa mini album 2.
Oh, yeah?
I think.
Yeah, with
and
girls.
And I was bopping to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're hitting their stride now, for sure. And they're breaking a lot of records. They are very big right now. And they just did GMA. They were just here. Oh, yeah. They just did GMA. And they were promoting around
town. Like the summer stage?
It wasn't summer stage. It was the morning show. Like when, is it today or GMA? Like, you know.
Today shows the iconic like little
Fergie.
Square.
Yeah. It was Good Morning America. Yeah. Maybe it was like summer stage was where it was shot. I'm not sure now, but they did that. They also spoke at the UN very casually.
Oh.
They've been busy here. They've had some happening.
Well, that wraps up this week. Unless Beyonce does something else.
Yeah, we didn't check our mentions or feed yet, so it's very possible.
Let's do a Beyonce check.
Beyonce check.
Beyonce check. You are Beyonce. Because that happened, I think, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, without fail.
Nope, nothing. I opened Twitter and see AZ for Angela has quote retweeted a tweet that says, when will Drag Race do this spoken word lip sync? And it's, I might boycott Bath and Body Works rant.
I will shout out to Drag Race, by the way. It's been a week, so if it's spoiled, it's spoiled. They did, I think for the first time, a full spoken word monologue as the lip sync.
Oh.
They did an iconic monologue from Designing Women, 1986, that ends with, "That is the night the lights went out in Georgia." And I have to commend Drag Race because that moment, that monologue, felt the most like the show has captured the live drag experience in a very long time. Just watching them mouth to a monologue, because in local drag, you usually get monologue in between the songs. They mix it in. Mm-hmm. They do the mashups.
Tina Burner would have won Drag Race if had they this did been, spoken word oh, yes. monologues. Tina
she does
Burner,
that all the time.
Her boxy ass gets yep. a lot of shit from the Drag Race fans. But if you go and watch Tina Burner down at Barracuda,
uh-huh.
the exactly. funniest monologues
yes.
blended into songs
yes.
in New York City.
And watching this was just sort of electrifying because it just felt like watching Monet do it specifically, because I've seen her here, it just felt like truly that is what you get when you see a drag show more
yep.
more often than the insane stunts that people pull in the reveals on the show, which is for the show. But like this was like getting down to the nitty gritty of it, which mm-hmm. it was very exciting.
Leave your designer outfits
at home,
sweeties.
Girls, and just pump out an iconic.
Learn something from this.
That is like a Drag Race staple. The Tyra rant,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. I just saw a Shakira blended into that. Do you know the monologue where she's like, "It's too fucking hot. I try and turn my AC up. It's not going up." It's like this whole rant about the summer being hot. It went into that. But anyway, the point is, I liked seeing this on Drag Race, and I would like to see it again because it's a skill to keep up with that. And it's very edge of your seat to see how well they can get it. They nail it. And I don't always need to see the acrobatics.
Yeah. There's also something about a drag queen monologuing a moment that kind of knights it as iconic in pop culture.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
There's something about it that is so complimentary.
For sure. And I think if RuPaul wants to constantly make these references to increasingly older, more obscure things, as she does in the skits that are god-awfully written and just talking to the girls in the workroom, if you have those monologues, that will spark some curiosity. And then we'll also hear this iconic line. It'll hit you mm-hmm. and you'll actually know how it sounded. So I love this idea. I don't know, like, licensing-wise, like, what needed to happen.
Probably can't.
I have no idea, but I'm glad this one was able to happen, and I would love to see it again. And on that note, that was the night the lights went out at the Legends Only Studios because we couldn't pay our bills.
Oh, God. These Hue lights are on for now.
Yes, they are.
Well, everyone, it's certainly been a long week.
Sure has.
We're back.
And catch us on the after show. If you are a Patreon, a Legends Only fan, where we will be keeping the conversation going.
Yes, we're going to talk about Wendy, Jen Shah,
oh.
Christina Aguilera,
oh.
and other things.
In that order.
Yes. This is called Legends Only.
Yeah, well, and I guess sometimes felons only. But that's a topic for the after
bonus
show.
Episode.
All right. We'll
until next week.
We will
see you
soon.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.